Last year, singer-songwriter Warren Zevon, best known for the hit Werewolves of London 25 years ago, was diagnosed with inoperable lung cancer. He wanted to try to complete one final record, and now, a year later, that album is done. It's called The Wind. Music critic Christian Bordahl spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Hi, Christian.
Hi there.
First, how is Warren Zevon doing right now?
Last I heard, he is quite sick. He's been bedridden for a while, but he's managed to hang around long enough to become a grandfather to twins.
Mm. And this latest record?
I think one of the first things you notice about this record from Warren Zevon is that he has a lot of friends, well-known friends, and a lot of them turned up on this record. Jackson Browne appears, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Petty, Don Henley, Timothy B. Schmidt and Joe Walsh from the Eagles, Dwight Yoakam, Billy Bob Thornton, the list goes on. And the second thing you notice is that the record is not maudlin or sappy. There's definitely a lot of down-tempo introspection and some really pretty songwriting that's much more personal than a lot of the work that he's known for. But there's also songs like this breakout honky-tonk rock tune called Disorder in the House that I'm about to play a cut from. And Bruce Springsteen also sings on this and plays lead guitar.
Disorder in the house, the tub runneth over, plaster falling down in pieces by the couch of pain. Disorder in the house, time to duck and cover, helicopters hover over rough terrain. Disorder.
That's from Warren Zevon's new release, The Wind. Now, Christian, that doesn't sound like a man who's been told he only has a few months to live.
Well, you know, this is Warren Zevon. That's not really his style. You can hear it in the warble that you hear in his voice throughout the record that sort of reminds you what's going on. You know, he describes his dad as a Russian-Jewish gangster and a professional gambler, and his mother was apparently a Scots-Welsh Mormon. I didn't think such a thing existed. But yeah. But anyway, I mean, that's funny. But in real life, probably it could have been a tough upbringing. And I think that sort of tension is exactly what characterizes a lot of his work and his life. You know, his two last records that he made before he found out he had cancer, one of them was called Life Will Kill You, and the other was called My Rides Here, which is referring to his hearse.
So you're going to play one more cut from the new album for us?
Yeah, apparently Bob Dylan is a fan of Warren Zevon, and he's been playing some of Zevon's songs live on his tour, but Warren Zevon also returns the favor on his record, doing a cover of Bob Dylan's Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Mama, take this badge off of me. Can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
It takes some courage to play a song like that given the circumstances.
Well, thanks for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Independent music critic Christian Bordahl.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
And that interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.